I'm gonna lift up the name of Jesus. I'm gonna sing out my joy since he came. I'm gonna tell of his power. I'm gonna live it every hour. I'm gonna lift up that wonderful name. There is too many song for singing for me to be wearing a frown, and there is too many joy bell ringing for me to ever be down. Hallelujah, to God be the glory for who he is, for what he has done, what he will continue to do for his people. Our God is the awesome God who is worthy to be praised. He is the God that loved the world. He is the God Almighty, the only true, wise, loving, and living God. And we give honor to our Father Jehovah. Hallelujah, our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, the precious power of the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, God Almighty created the heaven and the earth and everything that is in it. And his will is to be done, and his kingdom is to come, and his will is to be done in the earth as it is in heaven. To God be the glory for who he is, for what he has done, and what he will continue to do for his people. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. To God be the glory. This is Evangelist Juanita Douglas, and I'm coming to you early, bright and early, this lovely Saturday morning to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ according to the word of God, because it's in him that we live and we move and have our being. Hallelujah to the Father. Hallelujah to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to the Holy Spirit. And so we are going to talk about this morning. We are going to talk about the Holy Spirit. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Renaissance. This is recovery. In God we are trusting. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Almighty God, as I've said, have sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the earth so that men, women, boys, and girls all over the world will know who the Father is through having the indwelling presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. To God, and he want us to commune with him. We want us to commune with him. We have a Father who is in heaven. Hallowed, holy is his name. His kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This was the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And this is what the Spirit of God is given this morning. Because John, the first chapter and the 29th verse says, John saw Jesus and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Job, the 12th chapter and the 10th verse says, in his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. And he is our awesome Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that God Almighty, who is light, sent him in the world to be the light to a dark world, that we can have a beginning in the spirit realm and then the holiness of God, that his glory will be revealed in us and through us through the Holy indwelling Spirit of God. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. Hallelujah. And his spirit is provided to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. dying on that cross to pay that death penalty. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread over all the powers of the serpents and the scorpion, and over the power of the enemy, and nothing by no means shall harm you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 1 John 3:8 says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And I praise God, he allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to come into this earth to die to pay that death penalty himself, his word incarnated in the form of man, in the Son of Man and the Son of God, to give us spiritual authority to rule in the earth through his Holy Spirit, that anointing power of God, the same spirit and power that empowered, hallelujah, the same Holy Spirit who anointed Jesus Christ without limits, hallelujah, would do it for the people of God, and God wanted to do it so that we can keep in step with his Holy Spirit, understanding that through worshiping him and loving him through the power of his Spirit, we have hope, and that hope is to regain eternal life as we walk with him through the Holy Spirit, as we are instructed and taught by his word of God through his Holy Spirit, by having a relationship with him. And to have a relationship with him is to have his indwelling presence, which gives us his power for vision. It enables us to be holy and to love as he is holy and loving. And so it is the Spirit of God that he wants his people to understand, to for us to be brought back into that powerful, spiritual, holy, perfect relationship that's going to allow us to end up in the kingdom of God, the new heaven and the earth. It is the vision, the powerful vision that he has for the race of mankind. And so he allows himself to come out of the heavens in the form of man. He allowed his Holy Spirit to be manifested in the earth, in the people of his creation in the earth, because God is spirit. And when he, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And on the sixth day, he created man in his own image. God is spiritual, which means man is spirit. Our spirit is going to live forever. The spirit, the inner life of the spirit is going to live forever. Wherever we prepare it to go, the mindset, the lifestyle, hallelujah, about if it's the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of us, we will inherit the new heaven and the new earth, the kingdom of God. It is, if it is the spirit of demonic forces living on the inside of a person, they will inherit eternal damnation, where Satan and the angels are punished because they sin against God. To sin against God is to go against the mind of God, the spirit of God, the word of God. That defeat, that God is holy, God is pure, God is righteous. No evil, no hurt, no nothing that goes against his will shall abide in his presence. He separates it from him. And so that's why he wants us to understand that we are to have his Holy Spirit living in us and through us. And he didn't allow, he came to do it himself. Man could not do it for himself. The only thing that we can do to guarantee our life in the kingdom of God forever is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, to be holy as he is holy, because the Lord Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, which is meaning God with us, which is interpreted God with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's telling us, he is our Father who is in heaven. Hallowed be his name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. It is the power of God that worketh in man's mind, in his inner being, that the will of God will be done in us and through us in the earth as it is in heaven.
It's called worship. It's called coming in a relationship where we hear God, where we obey God, and we live for him. And then he give us instructions, and we do that as a work to the ministry to bring other souls into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. And the word of God tell us that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. It is the conscious mind of the Spirit of God living in us that we are to walk holy and to be born again in the Spirit, to be holy as he is holy, and to live a life of love and the power of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. It is the miracle of God. And this miracle, people of God, was spoken in Isaiah, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. In the Amplified Bible, it reads, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And our Everlasting Father is the God of eternity, the Prince of Peace. God sent him to restore peace between God and mankind, and he brought this peace. I praise God. And you know what? It was not his desire that he did it, because it's not his desire that any man, woman, boy, and girl in the earth shall perish in that eternal death, in that lake of fire, which lasts forever. Almighty God, restore his holy image in human beings through the Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Matthew, the 1st chapter and the 23rd verse says, "Behold, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son." That son is the Emmanuel, being interpreted as God with us. Isaiah in chapter 25, verse 1 says, "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, even purposes planned of old and fulfilled in faithfulness and truth." And people, God, even as Isaiah said, and Jeremiah says in 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, to prosper and to have an expected end." God intended eternal life and pleasure with his creation. This is life restored through the Lord Jesus Christ. And through him, we have access to the new heaven and the earth that is coming, where dwelleth on his righteousness. And so because that the power of God and the presence of God and the Spirit of God want to infill every man, woman, boy, and girl in the earth, all souls belong to God. Acts 17, chapter 24 through the 28th verse said that all nations were created with one blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are all his offspring, and he wants us all to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is God's given identity of holiness that we can be holy as he is holy. And it is the imputed righteousness of God afforded to the race of mankind through accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Spirit of the Almighty God. People of God, it is a process of transfiguration. It's a total makeover. The most we can be, the optimization, the most we can be. Hallelujah. And his glory is revealed in the race of mankind through his power, his Spirit, and his love, that his kingdom will come and his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Because God is about peace. God is about love. God is about eternity. God is about righteousness. God is about joy. And he wants us to have this conscious mind so we can live here in this earth in the righteousness and peace unto him and to each other. He is our conscience. He is our indwelling presence. He's the one that gives his love, his grace, his mercy, and his holiness. And that's why he wants us, the power of God, to rule in us, that we can let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus. And this is through having the Holy Spirit, the power of the vision that we are to complete for the glory of God. And so, people of God, when Jesus was getting back, when Jesus was crucified, died and paid that death penalty for the race of mankind, was resurrected on the third day, ascended up into his Father for a short period, came to earth, came back to earth, spoke to his disciples, and then he told them that he was going away. But he told them also, when he was getting ready to ascend back unto the Father, he told the people to go into Jerusalem. He was commissioning the disciples now to become apostles, and he was sending them. He says in Acts, the first chapter, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the world. And the people went preaching and teaching the will of God. And he told them, for John truly baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from hence. That baptism in the Holy Spirit is to repent, turn from sinning, turn to the Almighty God, repent, turn from sinning, turn to God, accept the Lord Jesus Christ, be baptized in the name of Jesus, and the word of God tells us you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is a gift. God's Spirit given to mankind is a gift so that we can have the righteousness of God to be restored back into having that mindset. That mindset, he said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And the mind that is in Christ Jesus is the mind of the Spirit of the Almighty God, because Jesus Christ is the incarnated word of the Almighty God sent into the earth that we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free from sin, sickness, disease, and death, and eternal damnation in a lake of fire. To God be the glory. So for the late next few minutes, people of God, the Spirit of God want to live in every soul, that he will have that relationship with them to lead us and direct us into the path of righteousness for his name's sake, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give us his kingdom. And it is the love of God. God is Spirit and God is love. Hallelujah. And God is truth. And God want his Spirit. God want his love. And God want his truth to live in our lives and through our lives, because that's who he is. And so we talk now about the work of the Holy Spirit of God's presence in our life. The Holy Spirit brings you into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For through him, we both have access by the Spirit to the Father. I praise God. And Jesus told those disciples, hallelujah. He told those disciples when they were getting, he was getting ready to come to when he was getting ready to go to the cross on the night of the Passover, he said he's going to pray to the Father that the Father will send them another comforter that will be with them forever. And that comforter is the Holy Spirit, the indwelling presence of God that is made available for every person who accepts the Lord Jesus Christ and is baptized in the name of Jesus. And we're talking water baptism, which is an example. When we repent, and I already have, turn from sinning, turn to the Almighty God, accept the Lord Jesus Christ, turn to the Almighty God, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you have access to the Spirit of God entering your mind, your body, and your soul to lead you and direct you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. And not only that, the Holy Spirit, he is the comforter to lead us in all truth. The Holy Spirit helps us to be able to pray. Hallelujah. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be I utter. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also the word of God tell us, hallelujah, in John the 4th chapter and the 24th verse, it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him and in spirit and in the truth. So we who are in right relationship with God, hallelujah, we have to do it through the Spirit of God living in us. As we get sensitive to the voice of the Spirit of God, we read and study the word of God. What it tells us to do, do it. What it tells us not to do, don't do it. Your Holy Spirit lives in us to direct us, hallelujah, into loving God and to honoring to him. And listen, God is spirit, and everything that he wants to happen in the race of mankind, he will show it to every individual. He wants a personal relationship with every individual who will accept him, accept the Lord Jesus Christ. We have access to the mind of God through accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. And the mind of God is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit helps us to worship God. It leads us and it guides us and it tells us what to do, and it brings us up into that presence. We already have his presence as the Holy Spirit, but then he tells us what we need to do as we reverence God, and he leads us and he directs us. We are on Acts, the 2nd chapter. It tells how the believers on the day of Pentecost, how the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, and all the people was filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in cloven tongues of fire. The very presence of God, the Spirit had fallen in the earth on that day, and the day of Pentecost, the people were filled with the presence of God. And there were people there, devout Jews from Jerusalem and women from all nations, and they had different language. But yet when God Almighty allowed his Spirit to come into the earth to be exposed to the people, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with cloven tongues of fire, which is the evidence that the Almighty God was in them and with them, because the fire of God is the energy of God working in the believers to accomplish God's purpose in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah, he gives us power, the power of God to work in us and through us so that we can accomplish his purpose in the earth, because he'll tell us what to do. He'll tell us when to do it. He'll tell us where to go to do it and who to do it for as we listen and walk in the Spirit of God. To God be the glory. The Holy Spirit gives us directions for life. Romans the 8th chapter and the 14th verse says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is there for us to do the work of God. The Holy Spirit equips us for his service. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. So people of God, when we know God, when we know the Spirit of God is living in us, God's Spirit, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God. In the presence of God, the Holy Spirit will help us to pray, hallelujah, and lead us and direct us into righteousness. The Holy Spirit is living in us that we can have a personal relationship with the Almighty God. It is through the Spirit of God that we do the work of the ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And everything we do for the Lord Jesus Christ, it is done, hallelujah, through the Spirit of God. Everything we do for the Almighty God is done through the Spirit of God working in the men and women of God who have the Spirit of God, who is the conscious mind of mankind, men, women, boys, and girls. On the day of Pentecost, as we just said, Acts the 2nd chapter, when the Holy Ghost came, it fell upon the people there with fire, the energy of God living in each individual. Every man, woman, boy, and girl can have access to this Holy Spirit. And he wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because that is the inner spirit and the inner mind and the inner conscience and guidance of God for every man. So he wants us to be free in the Spirit, free in his power, free in his love, allowing him to work in us and through us, because we can't do it on our own. That's why he sent himself out of the heavens in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ in the image of man, so he could pay that death penalty for the race of mankind and release his Holy Spirit back into the earth, that we will have the Spirit of God living in us and through us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All souls matter to God. All souls matter to God. God has given the gifts of the Spirit to the church to strengthen us, to encourage us, and to comfort his people. He is called the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, that will lead us and direct us into all truth. God the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. God the Holy Spirit lives in the race of mankind through the Lord Jesus Christ. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse. The 8th chapter of Romans and the 15th verse says, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. People of God, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we come back into the spiritual sonship with the Almighty God. God, man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. And so when God sees his people, male and female, he's looking at the heart, which is the heart and the Spirit of God. That's who he is concerned about. And we live and we move and we have our being as men and women and children of God, that the righteousness of God will live in us and through us. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to confirm that we are God's children. So as we live and allow the Spirit of God to live in us, having that conscious mind, then we become his children. He is our Father. He is our God who is in heaven, and holy is his name. He is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship him through his Holy Spirit, through his power, through his love, through his authority, and through his peace working in us. Our God is the Spirit of all mankind. He is over all, he's in all, and he's through all. Hallelujah. When Adam and Eve were created, he blew into them the breath of life, and man became his living soul. The power of God wants to live in the race of mankind to bring us back into that authoritative, powerful, holy, spiritual, beauty, loving position that we can inherit the kingdom of God. The immortal, he is immortal. He cannot die. He is the giver of life. He is invisible. Hallelujah. He's always with his children. His love and his mercy is upon us to protect us. He wants us to approach, hallelujah, who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. The Almighty God lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, but the invisible Spirit of God living in us through the Lord Jesus Christ, make him known to us, that one day we'll be able to have that relationship, that conscious mind. Today, having that conscious mind of the Spirit of God living and working in us will one day afford us to see him face to face. Why? Because we will be the power, the Spirit, the righteousness of God. And that is why Jesus said, if a man is not born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Flesh give birth to flesh, but the Spirit give birth to spirit, because only the Spirit gives life. Hallelujah. Eternal life. Yes, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I praise God. I praise God. So he saved us, people of God, through the washing and giving us a new birth and a renewed Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when the Spirit of God dwells in the believer through the Lord Jesus Christ, when the fullness of time came, Galatians the 4th chapter and 5th verse says, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son born from a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, the people of the world, through the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. To God be the glory. John 3:16-17. People of God, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Love the Almighty God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Love your neighbors as yourself. Love and honor and reverence the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the very presence of God afforded into the earth to the race of mankind. The devil wants us to reject that because he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But God sent Jesus that we can have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Be filled.